Good morning. 8:46 a.m. on Monday, October the 12th, 2015. And yeah, some of you probably know, today is my birthday. Today I am 63 years of age. Feel like I should have a bit of a fry in my voice because I'm so old and feeble. Largely decrepit. But no, not really. Now my vocal cords are all crossed up. So, I just got a word from the dentist. I've got a dentist appointment tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I guess that means I have to walk at 6. Oh, dark 30. Yeah, if I'm going to get back in time to get the kids to school and then get me back in time to get to the dentist. It's cleaning. I go 4 times a year because I have trouble with dental hygiene. 4 times a year means I get, or 3 times a year means I get that extra prograde cleaning to make up for my own inabilities and soft teeth. So I didn't walk yesterday. It was one of those days. I went to bed early Saturday night and slept for like 10 hours. It was almost 9 by the time I crawled out of bed. Not a period of time where I was going to be up and moving about. So today, I'm out on... No, I'm not really into it today, but I'm out hiking around. We'll give it a go. It's a lovely morning. It's cool. Gosh, I should, today of all the days, I should have worn a jacket. I didn't. I just came out of my fleece and polo shirt. I'm plenty warm enough, but it is a cool morning. Beautiful blue sky. It's a bluebird day. It's pretty staggering. Book is still puttering along. Number 200 on the Kindle bestsellers list. Number 2 on science fiction space opera. I was on the first page of science fiction. The master page for science fiction for a while. For bestsellers, I was like 14, 15. But first page. I was number 1 for a long time yesterday, and then somebody, Kim Stanley Robinson, apparently wanted the rights back for one of his books, and Hachette ran a $1.99 sale with BookBub or somebody, because it showed up as a $1.99 Hachette title. So I'm guessing it was a rights grab on Hachette's part. I would not want to be under contract to any of these people at the moment. They're doing some strange and wonderful things to keep the authors under control, to protect their hegemony in paper and brick and mortar bookstores. And on the one hand, I don't blame them. They still see their value add. They still see their product as a book as defined by paper and ink. They haven't yet. At least if they have, they're only giving it lip service. They haven't yet come to the realization that their value is as stories, not as units of book that gets put on display and sold. They've been doing it the same way for 200 years or more, so I understand why they have this this view, but they really have not yet come to grips with the disruption in distribution, the disruption in reading that has fundamentally changed the landscape in publishing. It hasn't that it really... there's a lot of people who say it's disrupting publishing. I don't really believe it's disrupting publishing. Only in the extent that it has removed barriers to entry. One of the hallmarks, one of the characteristics of a disruptive innovation is that there has to be an underserved population. And in publishing, I suppose the authors themselves are the underserved population. They're the ones who have been so far unable to get their works out, to get their works published, to get them distributed. And so perhaps there is some justification in saying that the internet is disrupting publishing, or that Amazon and the other ebook providers have disrupted publishing. The only extent that I think, really, the only thing that Amazon has done has made the conversion to their file format relatively straightforward. The reality is that I do most of my ebook production in Sigil. And that is thanks to Anita, because I wouldn't have used it before, but it's a godsend. And even though I'm not distributing EPUBs anymore, I do create the EPUB and then use that to create the MOBI file that I then upload. So today I need to get into Natalia Ruggieri. I need to get heavily into Natalia because I'm running out of time and I've got to get this book out. Today is a low trauma day as far as extra chores and stuff goes. All the morning chores are done. Breakfasts have been made, dishes done, and kitchen swept, and cat boxes scraped, and kid to school, wife fed. So all the morning chores are taken care of. That's even before I've got out to take the kid to school. I've also done a grocery run on the way back. So most of the stuff that I need to do in support of the household has been taken care of so far. I will have to take some time away from me and let the family play birthday games. We should be fine. I mean, it will be fine. I don't mean to, they don't mean to be total curmudgeon about it. I do have a birthday present coming. My little electric pruning saw is coming. I'm quite excited, ridiculously excited. The neighbors were working on their backyard yesterday or over the weekend or sometime, I don't know, I forget when. And the guy had this little chainsaw and a stick thing. It was a little pruning saw with a handle, you know, trigger on the handle. And 10-foot staff with a little tiny chainsaw on the end, and it turns out that I think it's an electric chainsaw. which, you know, it's not going to be. It's not going to be suitable for cutting a cord of firewood, but for a little pruning around the house, zipping around and taking out some of the sports around the fence line and trimming back some of the trees. That's going to make life so much easier. That, you know, for $70, whatever it is, $150, I don't care. That's going to be a massive improvement over what we've got now, which is loppers and bow saws, which frankly I just don't have the strength or stamina to deal with that anymore. Not crouched over next to the ground on the rocks trying to saw off 2-inch branch. It's ridiculous. Monk post. So yeah, we saw that, and I said to my wife, that's what we really need to have. That's what you can give me for my birthday. And she did. She went right online, ordered one. It's being shipped. I won't be here till the end of the week, but it's coming. One of the reasons we hire people to come in and do stuff is that I just don't have the tools or the knowledge to do it. Well, I know how to saw a limb off a tree. It's getting the right tool to do it with. Chainsaw would really be the right tool, but I don't. You know, chainsaws and I have a long and ugly past. I just assume not. This one, you know, the big long stick between me and the chain. Okay, yeah, we can do that. And it's little. It's like 8-inch blade, 8-inch bar. Maybe it's a 10-inch bar. I don't know. It's small. It doesn't need to be very big. I'm not cutting down lumber. I'm not a lumberjack. I just want to prune a few bushes. I also need to get in and do a little bit of something with my my lilacs. Writing about Ishmael and his lilac bushes in Ashes Born made me realize, yeah, I've got to go in and do a little trimmage to keep my own lilacs from getting overgrown. Coming to be fall, it would be a good time to probably wait until they lose their leaves. But that time is coming. It's not going to be too much longer. Sprinkler guys are coming to put the sprinkler system back together again. They came in last week and got the leak cut out, and then realized that all of the spare pipe and tubing that they brought was the wrong size. So they've got to go get the right size, and they'll be back. I'll be able to get that put back together and then turn off the sprinklers for the season. So that'll be good. But I really have to get my head into this smuggler's tale. I really need to get going on that. There's still time to write a full novel before the end of the month. Well, I don't know. I don't know if this restarted. I'll have to check and see. I'm at the back gate. I don't know when I shut it off. It might have been just a second ago when I opened it up. But if not, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.